This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Matthew. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Singh mentioned the friendship between India and Russia, saying New Delhi has always stood by its Russian friends and will continue to do so in future. The Defense Ministry said in a statement, the two leaders discussed various issues of bilateral defense cooperation. Earlier, the Defense Minister co-chaired the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in Moscow. Making an initial remark, Defense Minister emphasized that India-Russia relationship is very strong and has lived up to the responsibilities of special and privileged strategic partnership. The government has evacuated 75 Indian nationals from Syria following recent developments in the West Asian country. The evacuees include 44 Zairin from Jammu and Kashmir who were stranded at Saida Zainab. All Indian nationals have safely crossed over to Lebanon and will return by available commercial flights to India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evacuation was coordinated by the embassies of India in Damascus and Beirut. The evacuation was put into effect following New Delhi's assessment of the security situation and requests from Indian nationals in Syria. In Syria, Mohammed al-Bashir has been appointed the caretaker prime minister of the transitional government. In a televised statement, Mr. Bashir said he will lead the interim authority till 1st of March next year with the backing of the former rebels who toppled President Bashar al-Assad few days ago. Mohammed al-Bashir, a figure little known across most of Syria, previously ran an administration in a small pocket of the northwest controlled by rebels. China has decided to impose visa restrictions on U.S. personnel over interference in Hong Kong affairs. The decision comes in response to the recent U.S. announcement to impose visa restrictions on officials of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning made the announcement yesterday at a regular press briefing in Beijing. She said the U.S. has interfered in China's internal affairs and violated the principles of international law and basic norms governing international relations. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Panchayat Awards 2024 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. This year, a total of 45 awardees have been selected under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. During the ceremony, the Panchayati Raj Minister will unveil a booklet on the innovative and impactful practices of award-winning panchayats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the compendium of complete works of great Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharati at his residence in New Delhi today. Subramanya Bharati's writings instilled patriotism in people, brought the essence of Indian culture and spiritual heritage of the country to masses in a language that the masses can relate to. It contains details of the editions, explanations, documents, background information and philosophical presentation, among others, of the writings of Subramanya Bharati. The three-day Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit, organized in Jaipur to attract investments in Rajasthan, will conclude today. Before the valedictory session, MSME Conclave will also be organized today. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster Domma Raju Gukesh will take on defending champion Ding Liren of China in the 13th game in Singapore today after a day's rest. In badminton, Indian duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand lost to top-seeded Chinese pair of Li Shengshu and Tan Ning 22-20, 20-22, 14-21 in their opening women's doubles Group A match in BWF World Tour Finals 2024 at Hangzhou in China. And that is the end of the news bulletin.